Before we begin, could you please state your full name and title for the recording?
Thank you for having me. My name is Tolulope Louis Tamoka. I'm Chief Government Relations and Africa at the United Nations Global Compact.
Amazing. Do I have your consent to record this interview for use in the Brookings for South Africa podcast?
You have my consent.
Fantastic. When answering, please restate part of the question so the response are clear and usable in the final podcast, please.
Noted.
Hello, I am Londre Signé, Senior Fellow in the Global Economy and Development Program and the Africa Growth Initiative at the Brookings Institution. Welcome to the For South Africa podcast, where I engage with distinguished leaders in policy, business, academia, and civil society to share their unique insights and innovative solutions to Africa's challenges, while highlighting opportunities to advance engagement between Africa, the US, and the global community. Welcome to the Brookings Institution for South Africa podcast show.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Professor Londre. Thanks for having me.
It's my honor. So I'm really delighted to have you join me during this ONGA, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to share your insight with our audience. And I would first like to congratulate you on an incredibly successful Unstoppable Africa GABI 2025.
Thank you so much. I was very pleased you were part of this auspicious event. We had the Unstoppable Africa, the fourth edition, over 2 days on the 21st and 22nd of September on the back of ONGA 80 at the Marriott McKee, and we had excellent conversations with heads of states and business leaders.
Fabulous, and I think this is the event that I never miss at ONGA. So, Tolu, after 80 years of the United Nations, what do you see as the organization's most enduring achievements, and how should these be built upon for the future?
Thank you. That's a pertinent question on the back of ONGA 80. And as our UN Secretary General said, Antonio Guterres, at the commemoration of UN at 80, the lasting effort of the United Nations over the last 8 decades has been its ability to unite around key priorities for the continent and the people of the world. And so to be part of that initiative is really an important one. And for us, as UN Global Compact, to bring the voice of the private sector, business, and to unite business with the rest of society to advance the SDGs has become more important than ever in today's world.
Fantastic. And just an editorial note, and if you say anything or you want to add or change or switch, you can, and we will edit accordingly.
Sounds good.
Amazing. How do you envision the UN as a whole and UN Global Compact in particular adapting to a rapidly changing global landscape marked by new technologies, shifting power dynamics, and global crisis?
On this auspicious occasion of the UN at 80, I do envision the UN as a whole and my organization, UN Global Compact, still remaining very relevant to solve the challenges for today's world. Just as the UN commemorates its 80th anniversary, UN Global Compact also commemorates its 25th anniversary.
Fabulous.
And behind this 25th celebration of UN Global Compact is the work we have done to elaborate our strategy from 2026 to 2030, looking at the key sets of priorities that will take us to the end of the course of the current SDGs. And in there, we are keen to ensure that the voice of business still remains relevant to support the United Nations and the public sector to address the challenges and the gaps that still remain to be met in advancing the SDGs.
Fantastic. And what unique advantages and opportunities does the multilateral system offer countries today as they seek to advance their national priorities while contributing to global public goods?
There are many opportunities and advantages, you know, to advance the multilateral system. Bringing key stakeholders together and using the UN's convening power has remained one of the platforms that the UN is pretty good at showcasing. And for us at UN Global Compact, we use that space to engage business leaders and heads of states in conversations around key themes, from climate action to advancing gender equality, looking at labor rights, but also looking at the future of business and ensuring that we plan for sustainable business in the long term still becomes one of the key priorities that we engage with, and in particular looking at the African continent. In my portfolio, I work on advancing the priorities for Africa, and we use our convening spaces to key initiatives. One, you have participated in our flagship event, GABI, which is looking at bringing global leaders and African business leaders towards a positive narrative, as we discussed before we opened this session. It's about bringing Africa to the next frontier and bringing initiatives to scale. And that's what we convened around this year, bringing 8 heads of states, including from the continent and from outside the continent, to really champion this cause.
Incredibly powerful. And looking ahead, what key priorities and recommendations will guide your agency's work during this 80th session of UNGA, and how do you hope this will shape the next phase of the United Nations' role in global governance?
Thank you. In terms of some key priorities and recommendations I'd like to put forward, one is just around coalitions and bringing together like-minded entities to really chart the course forward. And that's our second initiative as UN Global Compact that particularly looks at Africa and how to ensure that we take the continent forward. And this is a coalition of business leaders that we serve as the secretariat for. And these are action-oriented leaders from across the continent who represent 170 billion in terms of their overall revenue, and in terms of employees, have more than 1 million employees in their fold. And these business leaders are committed to 2 key themes: 1, climate action; 2, advancing gender equality. They have stayed the course despite the geopolitical winds and are really committed to really showing actionable results that others can learn from. And so it's our role to continue to ensure that they have the opportunities to really show what they're doing on a global stage. And we'll continue to ensure that these priorities remain front and center to our work.
What a beautiful way to conclude. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fabulous.